Blog Talk Radio.
Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on and see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on. Till I get my victory. Ooh, say the devil is a liar. Hey.
Say the devil is a liar.
Y'all say what the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Listen, so I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away. I'm gonna wait here, yeah. And I'ma praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me.
Right here,
y'all say. And the truth made me free. And the truth that made me free. Yeah. That's how the Lord gave it to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. Got it, Joe. Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth that made me set free. Here we go. Listen.
Will make us free. And he said in the song, he said, the devil is a lie.
But when we get in the Word of God, it teaches us to take care of that devil that can come up within us. Amen, family. Good evening, family. I'm your host tonight, Pastor Terry, on Women Speak Now. This is Second Thursday. Glory to God. We give all honor and glory to God. I thank him for allowing Pastor E to allow me. And I always say I'm grateful. I'm grateful in everything. I don't take nothing for granted, but I thank God for allowing Pastor E to allow me to be host tonight of Women Speak Now. And you know what? The Lord gave me a special word, a tribute to mothers, to all mothers. Because we know, family, being a mother is not always easy, but it is worth it. Praise be to God. And we honor all mothers. We honor those that have went before us, that has been called home with him. We honor them, and we cover their children. We pray that the God would be within the children, that God cover the children that were left here. Amen, family. Family, let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father God, again, Father, I come to you just to say thank you. Thank you for who you are. Father, I thank you that I am yours. I am your child, Father. Father, we just thank you for this time right now. We thank you, God, for the listeners that on board, those now and those that might come in the archive. We thank you, Father, over circumstances of the world. Father, we thank you that we can come to you when we think trouble may be before us. Father, let us just pray. Pray for whatever you have said before us, Father. Let us just keep our belief in you, that you are the truth. As the song said, Father, the truth will make us free. So, Father, I pray right now that we be free in our spirit, free in our mind. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray to you. Again, family, I said every day is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. But this tribute is for mothers. Mothers. You know, mothers are, like I said, it's a big responsibility, and I know with my sisters, it's not always easy. I've seen them. But, you know, years ago, when Pastor E and I was talking, I didn't have children. He said, "Well, you're not a mother, but you have done some mothering." And I always say, you know, God knows best. He knows what's best for each and every one of us in our life. They said the steps of a good man, a good woman, are ordered by the Lord. Amen. And if it was in your steps to be a mother, you would be a mother. But I'm saying this because some women struggle with not having children. When you can be a mother, you're still mothering if you're mothering and you're inputting into children. Amen. So family, let's get on with this word today because I'm excited because I thank God for mothers. I thank God for all the mothers. Amen. Because when we think about it, the gift of mothering, motherhood, when you think about it, it's motherhood. It's an honor, like I said, it's an honor and a privilege from God. And it's given to all women, all the beautiful mothers of the world. Most women are mothers. But then, family, there may be some women like me that haven't birthed a child physically as myself. But it's still a gift. It's a gift and an honor and a privilege for being able to share our motherly characteristics, that he gives us. He gives that to us in our relationship with him. He gives that to us to be the communicators with the children. And family, to the younger women and mothers, as they are raising their children under God's authority. While we're here, we all are under God's authority. Amen. I thank God all the time. I thank him all the time for our beautiful mother, Dorothy. Her name's meaning was a gift from God, and she was. Amen. Resting in him now. I always say Mama strongly believed and reminded us. She reminded us through Bible scripture from Joshua 24 and 15. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me or we can go back later. But Joshua 24 and 15, it reminds us, I'm paraphrasing, but she used to say, in this house, our parents' house, her being the mother of the house, she made it clear that we will serve the Lord. I said, yes and amen. Because, family, when we think about it, I think back. We went to parties in Compton. Sometimes we were able to go on Friday nights and Saturday nights. But come Sunday morning, Jesus, we was up and at it. And we went to church in Los Angeles because in L.A. that was our family church then. We went to church service, sometimes Sunday school too. Amen. That means if you partied all night, you got to get up early. You got to make Sunday school. But I always say now I realize what our mother was depositing into us, into our lives. She was depositing into our lives that we may know God. Know God for our very own. We say very own, personal. That's my God. Ooh, Jesus, my God. Our personal relationships. Amen, family. Family, when we believe, I said, believe me when I say, there are many, I say too many households where God is nowhere to be found. I'm going to say that again, family. There's households, too many households, where God is nowhere to be found. Jesus. He is not even spoken of. Help us, Lord. They have removed him out of public schools. That took place in 1962. And there's so much controversy in the states on if they're going to leave it up to the school districts to decide if God should be included in the Pledge of Allegiance, if it should be recited. I think about it. I grew up doing this every day. I say, my God, family, we have bringing these children up knowing God, knowing, doing our own allegiance to him, to God, in prayer, studying the word, his word, his word. Thank you, Jesus. Teaching the children to know God, to know him, and to know that he loves them unconditionally. Ain't nothing you can do where God will stop loving us. And he has great plans for them. This is what we have to instill in the children. This is why I always say we give so much honor to mothers. Because God has great plans for them children. He has these plans so that they don't make the mistakes that we made. So we made mistakes because we was perishing for lack of knowledge. And like I said, sometimes we went to church and we was playing church and we would act up. I know my grandmother would look back there. She had her cane. She might knock you. But the thing is, we have to teach these kids early to take your relationship with God. Because like they said, we're in the end times. Take it seriously. Amen, family. But like I said, we was perishing for lack of knowledge. And when you think about children, they learn everything under the sun. They can memorize songs. They can get the new dance. Yes, we know that. But we running around, this whole thing, we doing our own things. Our own things. But we must be teaching them to love themselves. Teaching kids that if they love themselves, to love their temples. Then we are always including ourselves. When we include ourselves too, to love ourselves. That's when we can love others. Love others as God loves us. Amen, family. Unconditional love. Praise be to God. I always say I lift my hands to praise him. Praise him for having it wrong and for his forgiveness. Back then, I tell you, not doing things, my mom used to say, decent and in order. Thank you, Jesus. He always say, like the song said, the truth will make us free. The devil don't want us to get into the word of God. He don't want us to be free. He wants to keep our mind captured up. He wants us to feel like we can't do things. When God said in his word, we can do all things. Sometimes we got to say, who are we going to believe? Are we going to believe that devil that's in us, that voices we're listening to, the world we listen to? Are we going to be obedient children of God and believe his word? This is what I'm saying. Mothering, bringing children up in the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. I always say, but if we don't know better, we can't do no better. Amen? We can't do better when we don't know no better. And I went to school, family. I went to school back in the 60s and 70s, public school in Compton. And I tell you, that's when you say, if you don't put anything in, nothing comes out. Back then, the parents and the teachers, they communicated with one another. They had personal, in-person PTA meetings. I don't know if y'all remember, but they used to have that open house night where your parents came talk to your teacher personally, tell them what was really going on. And then that was a time they got to know what and where their children were on their educational path. They kept it real. They were right there. They were involved. They didn't have to wait until it was too late. You know, at the end of the class period saying, oh, you didn't make the cut. You can't go to the next grade. Or you're not able to graduate. That's hurtful. That's when you say, Rebuke that. The devil is a lie. Always say, family, we have to ask the children. Ask the children, the youth, the teenagers, the young adults. Ask them, how was your day today? Talk to them. Communication. What did you enjoy today about school? Ask the kids. We need to listen to the kids. What did you learn today? Because, family, they should be learning something new every day, if it's one word. I always say when I'm speaking Spanish to my neighbors, if you learn one word, un palabra un día, you learn one word of English a day, one word of Spanish, you've learned something new. Kids learn something new every day. Their little brains are like sponges. They absorb everything. I always say, family, we have to be like our mama was. Thank you, Jesus. Mother's Day. Remembering the mothers. It ain't easy, but it's worth it. Our mama, she was nosy. She got nosy with it. In raising kids, her children in Compton, she was nosy. She was all up in our business. You couldn't be on the phone talking about a yes or no. She'd be like, yes or no what? Dorothy, Mama Dorothy didn't play. But it's part of mothering. I tell you, family, she was all up in our business. And when we think about it, family, the school system that we went to, and some of these children are going to now, the public schools. The teachers aren't what they used to be. When you look at this, school districts, and especially Southern Cal, we're from Southern Cal, all up the state, over the state, the public school districts, they are overcrowded. Classrooms are overcrowded. The teachers are overworked and underpaid. The teachers are trying to see if they need to go to school because this disobedient children are bringing guns, but they're underpaid. Family, help us. Our family, when you think about it, they cannot give the children that are children as mothers, they cannot give them the time they deserve. One-on-one principals. In school, you're supposed to get some one-on-one tutoring from your teachers for their personal learning and growth. Personal. It's personal learning and growth because we all learn and grow at different paces. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, we must know what's going on within a child's mind. Sometimes you say children be acting out, but are we asking the question, what's going on? How was your day? Did something trigger that? We have to be nosy. Mothers get nosy on. Ooh, Jesus. They still children. Some of them want to go in their rooms, close the door, and tell their mamas, this is your room. Excuse me, you don't even pay rent here. This is my house and my rules, and like my mama used to say, rules and regulations. Family, we have to be nosy with these children. Because these children, you know, they close the doors, they get on these electronics. You have to know. You have to put a low jack on them, see what sites they visited. Stay on top of them. I know, you know, we was teenagers, I always say, I tell sis, our transition years, our mothers were smart and everything, but they didn't have that smart with we had. We had that street savviness too. But these kids now, they're on this computer age, and they're not as street savvy, but they're computer nerds. You got to see, they can be talking to somebody over in Russia or in Africa, and some of them can be booking trips to go over there. So we got to be nosy on what they're doing. Always say family, because these children, they have been through a lot in the last 3 years. This is what they call this coronavirus, this COVID mess. Thank God the truth is making us free. I always say, family, with these children, we should be checking their mental emotions. Check them. I always say they may look okay on the outside, and then some of them may not. But if they look okay on the outside, we got to check and see what their mental imbalance is, what's going on internally. It ain't always what you see on the outside, but what's going on in inside. That's why I always say the word of God will work you from the inside out. The change I want to see, it says, must first begin within me, within us. Thank you, Jesus. We always have to say, family, children a Bible. Wherever they are at their age, say, get them a Bible where they can comprehend. We have to make study and prayer as a family activity. Make it part of your daily routine. I say God is worth 10 to 20 minute sessions with our children so they can know his word for themselves and their relationships. Start them early. Thank you, Jesus. And know that when we follow the principles in the word of God for us to live by, being obedient to his word, being obedient to his word in the home, then it goes with them to school and to work. But obedience. When you think about when you're going to school, from a time period, it's prepping you, getting you ready to go to work, and it's getting you ready from elementary school to college, and then it's getting you ready for the job. It's prepping you. It's prepping you to be obedient. Because you're going to get on your job and you're going to have that obedience because you didn't follow the principles in the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, then once we do this, we will avoid most of the trials and tribulations. I said most because we are going to have some trials and tribulations. But family, knowing that when we experience them, when the trials come, we know how to count them all joy. I always say count them all joy because God got us. Thank you, Jesus. You have to say God got us, that we don't react in the ways that we used to. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, the wrong way. Amen, fam? Oh, yes, because when he says walk in the spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And I'm telling you, sometimes people will say things till you make you want to slap them. Mm-mm. Lord, I'm just going to pray for you. I'm going to walk away and say, Lord, I'm asking myself in my head, what would Jesus do? This only comes the more time you spend with him, the more time you spend in your word. This is like sometimes they say when you exercise, you don't get nothing if you don't put nothing in. So this is a spiritual exercise. If you don't get into his word, you won't get nothing out. Amen, family? I always say, I am praying that the unconditional love, the love of God within us, within mothers, the God within us kicks in when we see someone in need of mothers. Like I said, family, it's a lot of youngsters out here. Their mothers have been called home. But they're in need of mothering. And mothering, family, is the act of bringing up a child as a mother with caring, protective, and being kind. Being kind. Oh, my gosh. I say kindness doesn't cost a thing. It don't cost you nothing to be kind. Ooh, Jesus, help us, Lord, down to you. This is what he said, walk in the spirit, because the flesh is nothing nice. I say that because I know my flesh is nothing like. But I thank God the word of God has taught me some patience. Be patient with others because God was patient with me. Amen, family. Always say, family, when our maternal natural mother instincts kicks in, amen. According to the word of God says, good mothers possess strong faith. Faith in God. Yes, Lord. Strong faith. Faith in God. And you think about it. When you think about it, I know you probably heard your mother, your grandmother, and different ones, your aunties, and different ones saying, oh, God's going to take care of this. I'm going to give it all to him. Faith in God. Jesus. Family, if you got your word, we're going to go to Proverbs 1 and 8. If you don't, we can go to it later. But I'm going to go over it right now, and it reads, my son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. Thank you, Jesus. This faith in God is what actively we should be passing to our children. And also, we should be a willingness to help and train other women. That's called sisterhood. Amen, family. Always say, my God, we know there is work of the kingdom. And God never stops. Thank you, Jesus. The work never stops. Always say, family, I know all my sisters, which are mothers, were mothers. I've lost one sister, some with husbands, working hard and going to school. That's why I said it ain't easy, but it's worth it. Because I love all my nieces and nephews. And I know it wasn't an easy task, but our wonderful Father, when we say wonderful Father God, strengthens us and equips us. Amen, family? And as mothers, family, when you have children, as mothers, you got to hold your children accountable to their chores. Chores age appropriate. Amen, family? I know when our mom came home in Compton, if your name was on the list to do this, it better be done, and it better be done decent and in order. You can't go to work and work hard and provide for them and come home, and they should not be sitting on their nowadays electronics waiting on you to get in and cook for them. No, mothers. We got to change things, take back what the enemy's trying to train them up. Share with them, family, our mothering skills. Teach them as early as they can comprehend. When we remember the word of God, Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they get old, they won't depart from it. Train them up. When they drop something, don't pick up their toys, little kids. Have them pick them up. You got to teach them. Duh. You can't be working for them. Your children, you training them up so they can be independent. And independent, in, we ain't going to be independent in God because we're going to always depend on God. But independent in this world that they can fend for themselves, because mothers, we're going to be there, but we ain't going to be there forever. Amen, family? And mother and dad, if mother and dad, if possible, you're setting the example. You're leading the way in how things should go. I always say children, they're very curious. Curious little creatures. They look at everything you see, do. They look at everything you do, and they look at everything you say. Some of them be so deep in your mouth, they be on your tonsils. They listen. They like little parrots. They're absorbing everything you say. This is what they say. Be careful what comes. There's power in death and the power of the tongue. Watch what you say around these kids. They're curious. Amen. They watch everything we do. They mimic us. I tell you, family, we do have younger generations, mothers, doing the raising of children on their own. I say, Lord, I pray extra prayers for them. But we, as senior mothers, I'm including me too. I'm did birth now, but senior mothers of the church, we must be proactive in teaching and reaching out to the younger women through the word of God. in love. He says, in everything you do, do it in love. Thank you, Jesus. Studying with them is scripture. And I always say family with emphasis on, we still have the word of God with us. Proverbs 18:22. And it reads, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Amen. I always say, family, he will find us, and our union will be blessed with favor by the Lord. We have to say hallelujah, Jesus. Family, we hear women of God saying they're going to find their Boaz. I have to laugh sometimes because my great mentor, years back, I was speaking on Ruth. You know, I was in my walk early. But my mentor taught me years ago, Thuphira, familiarity, understanding, revelation, application of the word of God. And he said to me, he said, read again and again to get understanding of what really transpired. We have to read it for ourselves. Family, when you go to the book of Ruth, it's only 4 chapters. And the word reminds us in all our getting to get understanding. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I said, we take time out for everything under the sun. We got to take time out for his word. I always say, family, that was earlier in my walk. And I said, when we are taught right, the getting is right. Our understanding is right. Amen. Also, family, us mothers, I'm going to put myself in there, too, this category. But I thank God that my nephew Jamal and his wife Keisha for allowing me to experience mothering with their newborn. His name was Jaquan. He was my Facebook baby. I had one week a month with him. He is now 9 years old, and he challenges me with words. I'm Miss Google, and he's Mr. Google. But 8 years ago, I was pushing him around in the stroller. I said, now I need you, Jaquan, to walk me. Amen. But our neighbor, Bob, he would see sis coming in, and he would tell sis, I saw your sister and her baby. Family, I said, with God, all things are possible. All we have to do is believe. Amen, family. But if I knew then what I knew now, glory, Jesus. Mothers, we celebrate you today, and some of you have daughters that are mothers also, or will be mothers. I always say, but please let them know that being a mother, this is a blessed, wonderful gift from God. His word tells us in the 5th commandment, to honor thy father and thy mother, that your day will be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. This is in the Old Testament, family, in Exodus 20:12. I always say, I'm not just saying it, his word says it. I'm just a mouthpiece, his vessel, for his purpose this evening. Amen. I always say, no matter what your mother or father does, or didn't do, we are all still to honor them. As we honor our Father, our Heavenly Father God, the Father of all of us. And Father, we're going to celebrate them too also next month. Amen, family. Honoring fathers and dads. Amen. I always say family. We all probably remember our mothers and our grandmothers, or our fathers and our grandfathers saying, I remember this growing up, a disobedient child lives half his days. Y'all remember that? I remember it so well. Jesus. I remember it so well. But some of the scripture reference for that is 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Ephesians 6:1-3. Exodus 20:12. John 3:1-36. And I can go on and on. A disobedient child. We are to be obedient to the Father of all. Amen, family. Praise be to God. Mothers, I tell you, your job is a huge responsibility. It's a lifetime commitment. Years back, I had a younger relative that was having another baby, but she said that they were afraid to get married. I said, oh, my God, like, hold up. Let us back up. Our bodies, women, are our temples. I always say, if I knew then what I know now, I would be right beside Virgin Mary in position for God to choose me with a good understanding man as Joseph. Because Joseph was an understanding man that Mary got pregnant, amen, family? But I would have been just like that. But I always remember our mama and our mother and our aunts and grandmothers used to be talking. That's why I say, kids, listen. And I used to hear them say, if they keep getting that free milk, they won't need or won't want that cow. I tell you, family, I had to get some numbers on me as a little kid listening where I could comprehend what they were speaking on back then. Our mother, I tell you, family, she got married when she was 16, and she had seven of us at 27. And Mama used to always joke saying, if they had the stuff to control back then like they do now, some of y'all probably would be here. Then she says, but God always has his way. Amen. She said it jokingly, but we knew she meant it. Amen, family. Mothers, mothering, motherhood. If, when possible, we need to plan your family. Amen, family. This is why we go to God in specifics, lining up with his word and his will, the desires of our hearts. Amen. Younger women, women in childbearing stages, I'm speaking to you. If you are dating, you have a fiance, and you guys are getting serious, he's that steady, how they call it, that steady Eddie. If I always say, family, if a man never brings up the conversation of wanting to get married and start a family and have children, chances are they probably don't. Y'all just mishmash, how they say, unevenly yoked. Jesus, help us. Let's take back what the world is doing. The world is having children before saying, I do. Let's follow the advice of the Father. It's never too late to start somewhere. Into the younger generation of women to study. I always say the younger generation of women, if we study Proverbs, I'm not the younger generation, but women, if we study Proverbs, it says a virtuous wife. But you can say, speaking through the word of God, a virtuous woman. Proverbs 31:10-31. We have to be like Beyonce. Sam, put a ring on it. We can make it happen. I always say, because what God joins together, amen, can't no one bring apart. Family, mothers are gifts from God. Becoming a mother means we've already had our talks with the Father. If it be thy will, Father. And I always say, family, when I was, my sisters, they had their babies younger, you know, about 20s and teens, but I was busy and I didn't think about it. But you have to think about it. Father, if it be thy will, Father, let me be a good mother. Amen, family? I never birthed any children, but I always say, I do love them so many. Amen, family. We have to know ourselves and know that women, we are built for this, to not just be a mother, but to be the best. How they say, be the best mother a child can ask for. Amen. I want to just say happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers of the world, to my sisters, my blood sisters, my sisters in Christ. To my sisters, they say family is doing the will of God. I always say thank you guys for sharing your journeys as mothers. Beautiful mothers, family, should be pampered and enjoy this Sunday side. This Sunday is set aside as Mother's Day. And enjoy every day knowing that you are the best mother that God is calling you to be. Amen. The mothers that God is calling you to be. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for using me tonight to share this message, to share this word, just to be from my heart, Father, that for the mothers to feel that they are loved and appreciated and they are honored. Father, that they hold up their head high, even, Father, when the children give them struggles. But they look to you, Father, because we said when we look to you, there comes our help. But, Father, I thank you for my mother and my grandmother that kept continue to pray for me. But I thank you, Father, that I have learned to pray for myself. Father, you said we have to be like the disciples to teach us how to pray, to go directly to you, Father. If there's nothing that's not pleasing in our mind, not pleasing in our lives, Father, that we can go to you right now. Father, we can go in the bathroom if we're at work. We can take a break. Just to have 2 minutes, Father, 2 minutes that I can release it to you, Father. Father, because we know you care for us. You don't want our hearts to be heavy. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we leave this line, we want to say happy Mother's Day to all the great, good mothers of the world that's taking care of their children. And, Father, next month will be Father's Day. But to the Father of all, Father, we thank you and appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen. Family, at this time, that ends my session of What's the Word? Women Speak Down. And the word, praise God, Pastor E. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Yes, happy Mother's Day to all that is coming. We're excited to invite anybody to come out and celebrate with us Sunday. We got a word. Oh, we got a Mother's Day word. And God gave it to us early.
Hallelujah.
So we're really into study for this Mother's Day word. Come on out and celebrate with us. We got a gift for you. Come on out and spend
Hallelujah.
This hour with us on Sunday that you can go now and spend time with your family. So bless you all. Pastor Terry definitely initiated this call for family, for children, for community, and we're really, really excited to go to that next level of intergenerational connections to keep the old and the new, to get to know each other better, and let's build some places of refuge and places that people can feel safe to come. So,
amen.
God bless you, woman of God, and
amen.
If you're out there and you need a son, you have a son for rent right here.
Amen. Praise.
If you don't have a child, then you can use me as a child. I have some grandchildren if you need them a little bit younger.
Amen.
And we're going to offer our services to you that you can come
Amen.
And fellowship with us and let us mother on you and love on you. But we really want to acknowledge all women to know that you've done some kind of motherhood throughout your life. Whether it was babysitting, whether it was watching your sister's baby, whether
nursing.
You know that you were helping raise and
nursing.
And co-parent and stuff, you've gotten some experience in there too. So we celebrate all women, and I just want to invite you to come on out Sunday and fellowship with us from 10 to 11. You'll have a great time.
Amen.
And, you won't regret.
Amen.
If you're out there and you have been blessed today by this word from the woman of God and celebrating you guys as women and as mothers, dial one. Come on in. Give a shout out. Give a request. You may be that one person out there that you don't even know why you're on here, but you're here. And you want to know more, dial one. We definitely want to talk to you also and let the Lord use us to share what he's done for us. Amen.
Amen.
5, 4, 3,
praise
2, 1.
God.
All right, everybody, look, everybody is blessed in the word. Go ahead and pray us. Oh,
praise
wait a minute, hold on. No, hold on. Oh, I knew this was going to die. I knew this hand was going up. Pastor James
Amen.
Hudson, come on in, Mr. Showtime, and visit Pastor Terry tonight.
Blessings to you. Blessings to all of you. And blessing to Pastor Terry and all
bless
of these
you.
Wonderful books.
Bless
these
you,
wonderful
Brother
books.
James, Mr. James,
yes,
Pastor.
Man.
Love you.
We love you too much, guys. I keep up with you guys all the time, and people, I'm always listening in whenever I need a good word. I just kind of sneak in and sneak out. Y'all don't know about it, but
Amen.
So you don't know, you never know whose life you're touching and who you've inspired. So just keep on doing what you are doing, man. I just want to send a big shout out to all the mothers out there, man, as we get ready to celebrate
Amen.
Our Mother's Day weekend. And we know
yes,
that we should be celebrating our mothers all throughout the year.
Every day. Amen.
My mother has been such an inspiration to me. I would not be the person that I am if it had not been for my mother. That is a yes. fact, Jack. Thank God for my
Amen.
Father. But I'm telling you, I would not be the person that I am, not just the man I am, but the person I am if it had not been from being around a mother that was so attached to God and to the Word
yes,
of God and God, yes. oh my
Lord.
God, and that was so
Lord
where would we
Lord
be not for our mothers, man, where would we be? So
yes.
And so I just want to say thank you guys, Pastor Terry, for everything that you guys do. I see how you just hang in there so much, and I'm constantly praying for you and for all of
thank
us, you.
Part you
of the
too.
Network. Yeah, and I know it. Trust me, I do know it.
Yes.
Prayers of the righteous availeth much, and trust
yes,
me, I
Lord.
Know that I am truly covered, and I thank God
yes,
for
Lord.
That. People praying for you when you don't even realize that they're praying for you. Those are the prayers
yes,
that
Lord.
Really I believe that touches God's heart.
Yeah.
So just keep on doing what you guys are doing. I'm not going to hold up the line any longer. I just know that I'm listening. I'm sure many other people are listening.
Amen.
You guys are touching lives, and that's what it's all about. So be blessed and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Much love, beautiful family. Amen,
all
Pastor
right.
James.
Bless you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen. I knew... I saw him already. You know, he's on the board. So as soon as he dials in, his name pops up. Pastor, amen. What a blessing. Well, woman of God, you have blessed us tonight, and I think everybody else is satisfied. And,
amen.
Go ahead and pray us out of here.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, again, I come to you just to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for another opportunity. Thank you, Father, for using me as a vessel just so we can tell all the mothers happy Mother's Day, Father, as we remember the mothers that set the path, the mothers that prayed for their children, the mothers that led their children to know Jesus Christ, Father. In the name of Jesus. And Father, in the name of Jesus, as we leave here, I pray that we leave here in peace and the love of God that be within us, that everyone we meet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless you guys, family. We love you. Know that you are loved.
Love
I appreciate it. Join us Friday for tomorrow for Wake Up, Get Up, Moving Your Purpose, 9 a.m. Pacific. We're going to continue this journey of being a child of God. I think we almost got our 7 steps. Then we got some other instructions to go forward in there. Get ready. But we are celebrating Mothers this Sunday at the Now Church California, 10 a.m. Pacific time live. Come on out. You know, Easter, Mother's Day, those days. Let's at least get them back initiated that everybody comes to church on those days like it used to be. And put your cutest dress on. We asking all women to wear pink at the Now Church on Sunday. And we're just going to just celebrate you guys and love on you. Family, we want you to know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing, know that you are God's greatest miracle. Good night, family.